today we will do the commentary on the hadith that we have read. The hadith in which Hazrat Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha explains that in which Hazrat Zainab bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala explained that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion came in the house and he was in an excited condition. And then to express that excitement, he said, La ilaha illallah. And then he said, there is destruction waiting for the Arabs for the evil that has already come. And that is that from the war of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, there has been a hole made, and he explained that made hole the size of the joining his index finger with his thumb and the circle that is made, that size of a hole. And then Hazrat Zainab bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the relevant part of the hadith with the chapter of stopping, commanding what is the right and forbidding what is the wrong. And that was that she asked that will we be destroyed when even there are still pious people amongst us. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, yes, when the evil will become more widespread. And the reason for the evil becoming widespread is that nobody checks it, nobody stops it. So with regard to that, the commentary on the hadith, this hadith highlights the importance of preventing evil to the best of one's ability. If we don't stop the evil, then naturally the evil is going to flourish, which is the present situation, that we find that evil has overtaken goodness, that any individual, any community, any family, there is more evil than there was good. For looking at it from an Islamic point of view, we might be having namaz in our lives, we might be having tilawat, though tilawat is also very little, but we might be having that. But the Western culture, the way of life, our thinking, our lifestyle, all the functions that we have, the immodesty, the breaking of the laws of parda and hijab, etc. So many evils have become prevalent. So this is because we don't check it. It is not sufficient to remain complacent upon righteous deeds. Just to be doing righteous deeds and fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, that is not enough. The evil has to be checked and it has to be stopped also. And that also is clear in the hadith. If a person can stop it with the power of his hand, he should do so. If not, with his tongue. And the last is with his heart. And that is, with his heart, he should make dua and he should devise plans and ways by which that evil can be stopped. And the very last is that the person hates him from his heart. One should be concerned about the spirituality and welfare of one's family, neighbors, friends, and the entire humanity. Today, if we have to ask ourselves, who of us are concerned of all the evil that is carrying on, whether it is even in the family, the dressing of the children, the use of the phone, and all the evil things on the phone, etc. There are many things, even on the phone, if we might not think of it as evil, but the games that are there, the cartoons that are there, if a person follows that also, all those are also great evils. And then the open evil which they eat, and which has become common also. So who is checking all that? So one should be concerned about the spirituality and welfare of one's family, neighbors, friends, the entire humanity, not only all the Muslims, but we should be concerned that even from the non-Muslims, how evil can come out. But today, they are making their full-out effort to bring evil within us. Our children learning at school, Darwin's theory of evolution, etc. All these great, great evils. So this has overtaken us. If the righteous do not prevent evil, it will spread. the natural result is that those who are righteous, pious, and who know what is right and who know what is wrong, if they don't spread the, if they don't stop the wrong, then the evil will spread. And with the resulting in moral degradation of the entire society. And then this will lead for the whole society. Parents might keep themselves away from wrong, but the children are going to get influenced. And those children are going to be the adults of tomorrow. And then all that evil that keeps on and carries on growing all the time. So the basic cure for it is that we should speak out and maintain or stop all the evil that is taking place. Not just being satisfied that we are pious ourselves, that is not sufficient. We have to check the evil also. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and lay this the foundation stone for the tables to change, that we start and we invite towards righteousness and we command what is right and we stop what is evil. So that is a very important aspect of our deen, which is a fardh ayn on every person to do. And because of the negligence of which we find what we are in today, the rot that we are in is because of the negligence of this command of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala let us fulfill this command also.